Yes.
I always like to talk over that lady. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another amazing episode. We are back, and it is joyful to be here. It's going to be another great episode, another wonderful night. Over here, it's 8 p.m. Eastern time, and on the west side, with my good friend LJ Rivera, it is around 5 o'clock. Traffic's got to be crazy over there right now. We know he has a lot going on. We are quite sure LJ has had a busy day. He's a very busy guy, always on the go doing some stuff. And so we're glad that he has taken the time to talk with us. We're not going to try to hold him much. But without any further ado, I'd like to roll out the red carpet for our great friend. Welcome home, LJ Rivera, producer and festival founder, LJ Rivera. What's going on, L?
Hey, Keith. How you doing? How's the East Coast?
I'm doing groovy, man. How about you?
Great, sir. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, man,
beautiful
listen.
Sunny California.
Hey, is it raining out there today, or is it the sun shining?
Well, the sun was shining. It was beautiful. It was almost 80 degrees earlier, but now it's only like 63 or 62. It's getting cold.
Hey, that's not too bad. Can't complain. It was ice falling out of the sky over here earlier. So, you know.
Yeah, well, this is freezing temperature for us. You know, 65, 64 is cold.
Right. And listen, look, I know, again, it's the afternoon over there, or the evening, it's getting into the evening, you getting ready for dinner and stuff. Look, quickly, let's start out. Let's talk about the Oscars, the pre-Oscar celebration that just went by for you guys. I saw the photos. Everybody's looking fabulous.
Thanks, Keith. Thank you very much. Yeah, we had a great time. It was our third annual event for this pre-Oscar party, but it was our first annual award show for our brand new foundation, which is the Independent Cinema Foundation, the Independent Cinema
Foundation and Festival Academy.
Yeah. And Festival Academy. There you go.
Yeah. Right. Wow.
Yeah, so we had our award show, and we had some amazing talent and beautiful people join us for awards, and we had beautiful trophies designed by some of the Hollywood awards company, and we're celebrating and kicking it off right with Lance Reddick and Jamie Bennett and our wonderful director of the year, Kathleen Bune.
Oh, wow. Yeah, like that, an amazing event. So now talking about women in film, not to go on, you guys were celebrating women in film also, right?
Yes, exactly. That's what we've done for, like I said, 3 years in a row now with a group of others in the industry, one from the fashion and one from the movies. There's around four or five of us that put on this show together.
Uh-huh.
And this year we added the inaugural Independent Cinema Foundation's award show as well. But the main focus of not only the event but the awards is women in film and diversity in entertainment.
Wow. Wow, a huge event. And you know what that was, I tell you, it's an awesome honor, especially right around the time. I don't, want to sound, but right around the time where Women's Day came in too. So it just fits good because it's a great celebration of the, women and the contributions that they make, as you say, in so many diverse ways. So
absolutely. Absolutely. Awesome. And, and we wanted to have a niche as well. We want to be able to do something and recognize and award people and everybody that's not actually always being awarded, So that's why we really are focusing on that, the diversity, and not just you know, one racial group or one ethnic group or one sexual preference, but just inclusiveness of, you know, the entire industry.
Yeah. And you know what? Again, like I said, you guys did it. It looked amazing. It looked awesome. Now, so you guys are coming up. What month are you guys going to do it the same month next year? Or are you going to kind of switch it around maybe to a different venue possibly? Or is it just too early to think about it right now?
Well, no, not at all. Keith, thanks for asking. Not at all. Not. It's never too early. We're actually going to do a summer awards event as well now because it was so successful.
Wow.
So we're going to be doing this twice a year. We're going to keep the main show in February right before the Oscars. So we're going to keep that pre-Oscar thing going. But we're going to do a summer awards bash, and we'll do a fashion thing also, but we'll do with swimwear. So, it'll be nice. It'll be nice.
Okay. Hey, you know what? Now, I don't know because I don't know if I'm catching you on the spot, but first of all, did you guys realize how successful, like, I mean, in the past years, I know it's been successful, but, you know, the fact that it kept up with that pace this year, you know, how have you guys been able to maintain that, I guess, keep it so fresh like you did?
Well, it's amazing. We had almost 900 people there last year, and this year we hit, I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but I know we hit over 1,300 this year.
Wow.
Holy.
Yeah.
And it's all due to the credit and to the wonderful talent of the entire team. But Roma Media and Michelle Romano are the brain and the main creator of this event. So I've just come on board last year and this year, and we've helped to enhance it and develop it into a little bit more. So each year it's getting better and bigger.
I gotta let you. I definitely need you if you have that info on hand. Definitely the designers, like, because I saw some of the people that were on the catwalk, and I mean the designs were amazing. Were there a lot of different designers, or was there, you know, a few designers?
No, that's the beauty of this thing. We do one designer for the last 3 years, so we probably will change it up to a different designer for summer, and have one designer for summer that's different from the designer we have in the fall. But that was Shakara of Beverly Hills.
Shakara of Beverly Hills.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And his designs are just wonderful, amazing designs.
Wow, amazing. All right, so, okay, listen, now also, I wanted to ask you, because a while ago we talked about Kaleidoscope. Are you still doing the Kaleidoscope Kids Network?
Not the network yet. The network's been on hold. We put a lot of things on hold, and we had some things postponed last year. And a lot of that was because of the foundation, the forming of the foundation. The Independent Cinema Foundation and Festival Academy has been something we wanted to do from the very first year of the first festival for RIP. And basically, the foundation is a nonprofit, you know, and it is tax exempt, and it focuses on three things in entertainment, and that's to educate, elevate, and entertain. And we want to educate new filmmakers with workshops and filmmaker roundtables and technical classes. We are partnered with PVNet, Palos Verdes Net. It's a technology company, and they do virtual reality. They have optic zoom lens. They have editing bays and everything else that you can imagine. And so we're going to have our members have classes and workshops with TVNet, and then we have the annual and now biannual award shows, and then we have the we're going to entertain the members and the general public with our film festivals, and with getting people the filmmakers distributed, getting their products, the winning films distributed through our network of partners and members and friends through the foundation as well.
Wow. So this is an enormous movement then. This is all part of what you guys at the ICFF Academy are putting together, right?
Right. This is all a brand new thing that we've been working on it for years. But everything just officially took off at the end of last year, and we pulled off the first event with the award show and the pre-Oscar party.
Wow. You know what? And congratulations, because, you know, as we always talk, you know, as we talked in the past, one of the things that you always focus on that I love this about you guys, and especially you, LJ, is that you focus on giving back to the community. You focus on the future of the industry and entertainment industry, because you focus on the talent. You focus on a lot of the, you know, you give a lot of attention to the upcoming artists and teaching them how to grow in this business, not just in front, but also behind the scenes and in business aspect, as you spoke about technical, even as a matter of fact.
Absolutely. We want to work with the up and coming filmmakers.
Right. You've been told you're always unselfish, LJ. You're one of the hardworking guys, and you're totally unselfish about it. Let me ask you this question. What has been one of the most, let's talk about you for a second. What's been one of the most enjoyable parts about you being able to contribute so much in what you have over the years through festivals, through the foundations? What keeps you going?
Wow, that's a deep question. That's a good question too. I like that. what keeps me going, Keith? It definitely isn't the money, because I'm not a multimillionaire. That's for sure. It's not a job just for the money. It is a job and a position of passion and desire to keep the industry growing and keep it moving and developing it, and recognizing the beautiful talent out there. I have been so blessed for five years now with thousands of filmmakers submitting their films to our festivals. And I've been judges at film festivals other than our own. And I've been on, volunteers and speakers at other festivals and handed out awards at other festivals. And what it's all about, Keith, if I could just say one thing, it's about seeing the reaction of the new filmmaker or a legend like Sid Haig getting a Lifetime Achievement Award, or the new filmmaker getting their Rising Star Award, or Lance Reddick getting Best Actor, I mean, it's some powerful messages and powerful speeches that went on when these awards were received, and that's what it's all about. I mean, it's that 2 minutes of recognition of those filmmakers and award recipients for Best Picture and Best Director, all of those talented individuals, when they receive their recognition, to see that light shine in their eyes, and it just gives them a beacon of encouragement. Even if it's one little award from one little festival, we gave Sid Haig his very first Lifetime Achievement Award. How is that possible? We're a little bitty tiny film festival. The man's a legend, and no one's giving him an award.
Right.
I was blessed. We were blessed to give Richard Hatch his Lifetime Achievement Award. Thank God we met him and we gave him his award before he passed away last year, or earlier this year, pardon me. But, it's unbelievable.
Oh, wow.
It's just amazing, It's being able to recognize the talent and the individual for all their work, because these filmmakers and writers and directors, they borrow and they scrimp and scrape. You don't know how they, what they have to go through and how much it takes to get that finished product. I know many filmmakers that I know so many filmmakers on the other hand that call themselves filmmakers, but they have films in the can that they did 5, 10, 15 years ago, or even 2 years ago, that may never see the light of day.
It takes a lot
to complete that script or complete that whole film project. It takes a lot. And to recognize the ones that, that finish it, not only finish it, but then rise above to be one of the best of the best.
Yeah. And you know what, too?
That's what's most important to me.
And I know we're gonna get back to that, to the ICFF, but it brought me back to the Rising Star, to the Rising Star Award. That was a beautiful, that's a beautiful award. Now are you guys gonna, do you guys have a candidate, and can we get a tip on who it might be?
We always have candidates. what the foundation is going to be doing is the foundation is going to be handing all those awards now. So basically, we're making our own independent SAG, independent Oscars from the mainstream, and all the members are going to be able to vote and nominate people they think should get these awards.
Wow, that's going to be amazing.
So you're gonna hear about some a lot of press releases in the next couple of weeks, and a lot of the nominations process being opened up and everything else. So there's always you will be knowing a lot about that in the near future, and we'll be making sure we get those press releases out to you.
What do you guys have coming up next, like event wise? With the ICFF?
Well, event-wise, the Kaleidoscope Kids Festival is the first one is slated for April. It's April 30th, but it is April, at the end of April. And that's going to be the first Kids Film Festival. And that's part of the Kaleidoscope Network, but we, like I said, postponed the network for now. We're just doing the festival. So we have the Kids Festival in April, we have the Sci-Fi in August, and then we have RIP in November. And then also in July, we'll have the Summer Award Show.
Wow. And look, let's talk about the Kids Film Festival, like, how cool is that going to be? You know what I'm saying? Like, and the kids, obviously the kids are going to come out. Are the kids going to be able to come out and kind of watch the films, you know, sort of,
absolutely,
you know, like when it's the, oh man, that's going to be amazing. Wow.
Absolutely.
That's cool. Where can,
absolutely.
And how will people be able to follow to find out when that's, how to get tickets and stuff?
The tickets are going to go on sale probably in 2 more weeks. And the venue is in Palos Verdes, closer to my home. And it's at the first one is going to be at the library. And so we want to make sure we catch any other traffic that's around there that may not know about the festival as well. But it's only going to be films about kids or by kids, or made for kids.
Right. Now what? So now what else do you have? What else do you guys have? Going on. You got the film festival. What else is happening for you all?
Well, the film festivals and the foundation is the main thing that I'm overseeing. That's 80% of my week. But I do have. I do have.
Yeah, because you got some. I'm sorry to cut you off, LJ, and for the people out there. And the reason I ask that question is, listen, you've seen me post before why I call LJ one of the busiest guys in Hollywood. I say that because he does a lot. You know, these are foundations that he carries on, but LJ also, I mean, listen, there's City Beat. See, we're not, and I say that because we're not even touching on some of the things. Like, yeah, like, you know, we're you know, and so there's so many, and I haven't talked to LJ in a while, so there's so many different questions that I, you know, I want to get to. So that's kind of, you know, why we're bouncing. Which brings me to this. Fifth year RIP. Fifth year RIP. How's that feeling? It's got to be feeling good.
Yes,
but...
sir. That's feeling good. We got a fifth year logo on our banner and everything. And
big shout out
the
to
fifth
you.
Year, the RIP fifth year. It was designed by one of our foundation board members, Miss Sarita Callender.
Right.
And we already promoted it at the first event as well. It was on the backdrop.
Man.
at the award show.
Right.
We're going to be promoting it all year long. We're just getting ready to kick off some promotions. All the promotions are kicking off this month. We're finalizing everything with the state. We wanted to get all of our tax numbers and all that stuff. Now that's finally all done. And, you know, it took 3 months and we thought it would take only 2 months, but you know how things go, but we got it all done.
Yeah,
we got it all ironed out. And that's finalized. Our board's meeting this month, and you know we're starting off with promotions and starting off with March Madness. We're going to do some submission for free and submissions for like $5. And you know,
wow.
we're just gonna blow it up. We're only going to take the top 12 features. Out of all submissions, only the top 12 are going to be selected. And then
the competition is going to be niche.
It's going to be pretty steep. And then we're going to take 8 shorts. I'm sorry, we're going to take 18 shorts. And then we're going to take 20 of the 20 of the micro shorts.
Right.
So, yeah, it's going to be pretty steep. And it's going to be a good thing, and we're very excited about it. Like I said, there's going to be a lot of promotions going on and everything to pump up the fifth year.
And the good part, again, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no problem. I was just going to say, and we're looking at 2 big names to be given awards at the festival. We have been talked to some really big names in the horror industry, and we're excited about getting them out there. So as soon as they confirm, we hope to get them confirmed this month so we can start announcing it at the end of this month, the beginning of next. But, just like we've had Sid Haig in the past and Bela Lugosi Jr. and, like I said, Richard Hatch, we're going to have some very big talent there to support the fifth anniversary as well, and it should be very, very nice. It'll be very nice.
Hey, look now, okay, you know I'm gonna keep on going now. What now, Galactic? Are we going to see Galactic going on this year?
Yeah, Galactic is going to be in August. It is going to be going on. We're finalizing all of our theaters this year. Earlier than later, because we found out that's the biggest kink in the whole thing. We can get films from every country every day of the year, you know, every minute of the day. But unless we have all the contracts tied up with the theater, sometimes that technical problem is something we cannot get around, you know. And
yeah, it is red tape.
Those old days of a handshake and we got the theater, we got that date for you. Then a month before the date, we got somebody else in that spot now. You know, we can't deal with that kind of thing anymore. So the foundation is securing all the dates. Now that we're a nonprofit, we're getting them at a better price too, as well.
Yeah.
So that's a great thing.
You know, know what? That and so, that as he said, people, that goes along with it too. But you know what? It also speaks about the quality of work that you guys do. You know, there's red tape in every almost every business deal, but it also displays the quality and the time that you guys put into what it is that you guys are doing. You spend time going through that red tape, but look at the lovely events that you guys get out of it. You know what I mean? So it's almost like it's worth it, and it's worth it for all of us to wait for you guys to get these things done, because you give us something, you give us memories. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Thank you. Yeah, we've had some wonderful memories we've shared in just this four short years. It's been phenomenal. The dozens of filmmakers and projects that have gone through our festival, and almost every single one of our award winners have gone in full distribution and won awards all around the world. Not just in this country, but in other countries. And they've got in full distribution, and they've been in DVDs and in the Walmarts and in the Amazon and on the different platforms, Prime and you know, so I don't give all the credit and praise to myself. I'm not bragging on me, but I am going to brag on our judges and our team, because we've selected some damn good films. You know, to put it bluntly, we really have, because. You know, Truth or Dare with Jessica Cameron, All Through the House with Todd Nunez, Rob Palmer with I Am Alone, Matthew Solomon with Chatter, and the list goes on. There's Nancy with the, Eddie Conan, and Nancy's the producer, but with Alien, with Richard Hatch again, and you know, there's been some wonderful movies. They won a lot of awards. And I would say at least 90 to 95% of them all got distribution. And now through the foundation, we're going to make sure that they all get distribution. Anybody that we give an award to is going to be that good that we're going to help them secure distribution.
Right. You know, this is a question. It's a tricky one. It's a tough one, but listen, when we look at you guys' events and how you put on the best show that you possibly can for the people that and the filmmakers that get involved with you guys, the foundations you guys put on, it's not so much about the lights, camera, action, and the glamour, but you guys manage to make it always look so yummy and delicious. You look at these people, they want to be there. They want to get involved. People, you know, upcoming filmmakers, they learn. The kids, the film festivals, and you guys make this all look good. Now, here's the thing about it, LJ. You and your team are some of the most down-to-earth, humble people that are great to get along with. You reach out your hands. You extend to others. How do you balance? How do you guys do that? How do you still be the most down, the people that anybody can get, you know, that can get good advice from, and you don't turn your noses up at people, and at the same time, you can provide them with such Hollywood? How do you do that?
Well, thank you, Keith. I mean, we're just blessed. That's all I can say. I know I'm personally blessed. I believe. You know, I believe a higher power than me is controlling things, and, you know, things are meant to be for a reason. And I think that I've been blessed to work with some extremely talented people. And anytime I need somebody else on the team, they end up showing up somehow, some way. I wanted this foundation started 3 years ago, and last year I really started getting serious about it, and we did it. I wanted it together by October last year, but at least we got it ironed out and then started and then finalized by early this year. So it's okay. You know, I've just been blessed and fortunate, and, you know, it's a performance. It's Hollywood. It's a show. You know, I don't take it too serious. I love the talent, and I love the people that I work with. But I don't need all the flash and dazzle, you know. It's beautiful and it's nice, but I don't get caught up in it. I don't get caught up in it. We're actually I'm like you said, on the other 20%, besides City Beat, which is my passion for the media, entertainment, hosting, and stuff that we do. Besides that, I'm working on 3 film productions right now, major features, and one is with Lou Diamond Phillips. And so,
man.
You know,
wow.
And so, I mean, it's just, you know, wow. He's just an awesome person. It doesn't matter if he's an A-lister or B-lister, but he's an awesome person and down to earth, and it doesn't matter to me, you know. He does his job, and he does a great job, and, you know, it doesn't matter. It just doesn't.
Hey, you know what? I'm
just blessed and happy to work with the people.
I'm sorry to cut you off. I got to say this before I forget it, though, because you answered the question, LJ. It's the smiles on people's faces and the joy and the happiness in people's hearts that are lighting up the rooms in these events. You know what I'm saying? And
absolutely.
Yeah. Sorry.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, you're right. You hit it on the head. That's absolutely it. Because if you look at the pictures of even Mr. Lance Reddick, that's a tough guy. That's a tough actor. And he's a tall guy too. But you see his smile and his look on the red carpet. He's got this great smile and this great aura about him. And he was just very pleasant and very down to earth.
Right.
You know, we've been blessed with some amazing queens. We had Miss Galactic. That was Donna Lee Heising. She was our first Miss Galactic, and our newest Miss Galactic for this year is Miss Ashley Mary Nunez. And she was beautiful. She was at the event. And we have a princess, Galactic Princess now, and that's Megan Martine. And she was there as well. And they just lit up the room. They were handing out the awards. They were on stage announcing some of the celebrities. They were wonderful. They're just beautiful, beautiful spirits and beautiful people.
You know what, LJ? I've been MIA for a little while now, and I'm here. I've been missing out on a lot. We ain't been talking enough now. All these award winning the Galactic Princes and this and that. I got to catch up, LJ.
Right. That's right. Yeah. I haven't spoken to you for a while, Keith. But I'm glad we got to meet up today. That's good. That's very good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Listen, again, I know what time it is over there on the West Coast. So
when are you going to make it out here?
Oh, my God. You know what? I was thinking of a phrase that I got to tell everybody on the West side of why. Listen, I work out there, but I don't have work out there. So I'm going to chat. I'm going to, if you know what I mean. So I'm going to work on that.
I hear you.
You know, yeah.
Right.
So I'm going to work on that. Yeah. And you know, then I'll get out there. So I'm going to transfer the show and go televise or something like that. Hey, listen, maybe I can find a job on City Beat someday. Oh, there you go.
There you go. Maybe we got to talk about that.
Hey, look, I'm still crazy me. I got to throw them plugs out there, though, L. Listen. Before we go though, what have I forgot? What do we need to catch up on? You know, what events do you want people? Oh, how can people get involved with the foundation? Where can they make contributions and go to you guys' site and check you guys out?
Yes, please. That's what I'm supposed to be promoting. That's right. Yes, we have a website up. Thanks for reminding me, Keith. I forgot myself. We have ICFFA.org. ICFFA.org. O-R-G. And then you can get all the information about the foundation there. You get information about membership and how to join as a member. And,
amazing prices, too.
Oh, yeah. Very, very reasonable. You know, and of course, any contributions and donations you can make as well. Now that we're a full nonprofit, like I said, a lot of campaigns going to be starting this month, towards the middle and end of this month, and that's why I was really happy to be coming on to your show right now, so we can start announcing some of this stuff that's happening. We got a T-shirt campaign coming out, you know. So if you can't really be a member, or if you don't have the value, you don't see the value in being a member because you're not out here, maybe you know, we'll get your listeners and people on the East Coast to buy some T-shirts or stuff like that for us.
Yeah, you know,
and support,
and you know what,
support
though,
us that way.
Right, and you know what though, because I want to tell everybody to make sure you go to the site also, because what is it like? Quote me if I'm wrong. I know there's different prices, but I think it went to like, there was prices as low as $5 a month, wasn't it, right?
Absolutely, Keith. Yeah, as low as $5 a month, you can be a supporter, a member, and you know, and it just depends on what level you're able to help out on,
right?
And
right.
participate in. If you want voting privileges, and you got to pay a little bit more, but it all depends.
Listen, it's definitely worth being a part of. Even if you have to start out with the $5 plan. I mean, it's $5. Let's be honest. It's $5. You cannot beat $5 a month, okay? And along with that, you know, just look at, I mean, make sure you guys get to check out the events that get put on. Just some of the perks that you get from joining this foundation. And also just think about what you're contributing. Just don't just think about what you're getting, but also think about the feelings that you're going to get when you know that you're contributing to such an amazing cause. And, you know, later on down the line, if you can step up your donation a little bit, then you step it up. And I guarantee it's going to get to the point where you guys are going to end up at the event. You're going to feel a part of what's going on. So it's definitely worth it. It's not one of them situations where you're just giving away your money and you don't get to you know, see, you know, what you're investing in. And it's definitely worth enjoying. And that leads into the RIP, and that leads into the Galactic, and that leads in, you know, also this, listen, because this also shows support for the women's causes too, right?
Absolutely. Because like you mentioned, you know, we have our event twice a year now that will focus on women in film and diversity in entertainment. And that's going to be the main focus of both of the award shows. So it's not meaning that only women are going to win awards, but we're just going to recognize women also. We're going to make sure that they're not recognized, you know. And we're going to make sure we focus on diversity. And it doesn't matter your race or your sexual preference or anything. It just,
right?
You know, if you're talented and you're creative and you're worthy of an award and recognition for something you've done in diversity or because of your work with diversity, then we're going to recognize that. You know, our best director for 2017, Kathleen Bune, she had the most diverse cast and crew that I've ever seen. You know, how many countries she had represented, you know, but you know, and it's an award-winning film, and it's available on DVD right now. It's just went on this week, I believe. And you know, it's just amazing. And then Lance Reddick, best actor because of his work in spoken word. And that film, again, we pulled off this award show very quickly because that movie, Spoken Word, just had its world premiere in London like 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
So it's brand new. It's a brand new movie, and it deals with race relations and, you know, and authority with police and judges and some of our criminal system and so on. It's an impactful and wonderful, fantastic movie. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
You know, and
No, go ahead.
Oh, lastly, I just did want to mention also our best actress, Jamie Bernadette. You know, she is phenomenal. Over 50 movies under her belt, and she's in her late 20s. She's got a dozen of them coming out this year. That's the kind of women in film we celebrate. You know, and that's what I want to do in the future is have some of our recipients on your show as well. And or
Thank
if you're hosting
you.
City Beat Live, when you're hosting City Beat Live, also they could, you know, they could do some guest appearances with you and talk more about their experiences and all what they've done. That's unbelievable.
Hey.
You know, she's in her late 20s and she's done this amount of work already. And it's quality work. She was best picture, Best Actress and Best Director for Rip last year.
What? Yeah, you
exactly.
gotta bring her.
So that's why she. So that's why she's best. That's why she's Best Actress for 2017. It's unbelievable. Multi-talented.
Wow.
Just beautiful, and she's even more beautiful in person, and she's more beautiful inside than outside. And she is stunning to look at anyway. So,
wow,
I mean, these people are so talented, and it's not just Jamie. It's Kathleen, and it's Lance Reddick. It's the trailer that we had for Followed. That's the best trailer for this year. And the best feature, again, was Spoken Word and Best Director Kathleen. But it's just incredible. We've been blessed and fortunate to know talent when we see it.
Right.
And why not honor it and award it? And that's what we want to do.
Listen, you have, because I tell you what, over the years, everybody, LJ has put me on to some amazing people. You really have. Like, I'm not going to, you know, I won't mention some of those people right now to steal any, you know, but wow, like some very, you really have. You guys have recognized some of the best upcoming talent, and they are still blazing till today. Some of them, I don't
that's
even know
right,
how to find
right.
them. LJ, listen, hold on. It's so real that some of
yes.
them, I can't even get in contact with them no more. Like, I can't, like, they all got fan pages
oh, no.
now. I can't get them.
So, man, that's trouble, right? I mean, geez, sometimes
hey,
people
but,
get too big, and you don't even know who they are anymore.
No, but you know what though? I meant that in a good way though. You know what I'm saying? Like I was
no,
joking,
I know.
But I
know. They're
in...
so busy. They're so busy, and they're working so hard. Exactly, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
I understand what you mean.
Absolutely, and so that's what time it is. Listen, LJ, we're gonna let you get out of here, man. Look, you know how I do. Where people can find you guys on the website, plug again, Facebook, Twitter handles, and your shout outs. And then we're going to let you get to dinner.
Absolutely, sir. I appreciate that. No problem. Yeah, the main focus is ICFFA.org and the Independent Cinema, Foundation and Festival Academy. We're on Facebook. Rip Horror Film Festival's on Facebook. We have a website too. It's being overhauled right now. We have Galactic Film Festivals on Facebook and Kaleidoscope Kids Festivals on Facebook as well. I know we have Instagram going up. Instagram's up on IC FFA as well, and Twitter. So I mean, we're out there anywhere possible. You can find us, and you can know all about the foundation. Support the foundation. We got Tom Rico, award-winning writer. He's on our board of directors. He's in New York. He lives out there. So you don't have to be local. Ray Buscano, he's out there. He's in New York as well. He's on our board. And, so we have a diverse board with writers and producers, directors, and some actors. So, I mean, we're very proud of the foundation, and it's just going to be growing from there, and we're very excited about it. We have 5 production companies attached to it as well, and like I mentioned earlier, PVNet and some partners and some friends and associates that are in the technical side of it. So we're very excited about it.
All right. And what we're going to do, too, is we're going to, so everybody can also follow, we're going to post, we're going to make sure that we put the foundation's website and, and their links and stuff on our blog site, on our blog talk, our blog talk site also, so everybody can just hit the link and be able to check it out right there. Shout outs, LJ.
Thank you very much. Yes, sure. Shout out to some of our executive board members, Damon Marshall, my co-founder, and Ms. Sarita Callender is our secretary on our board. And again, I mentioned Tom Rico and Rob Palmer is on our board of directors as well. with Kathleen Buen as well, and Matthew Solomon's coming on board. We have some awesome, amazing directors, award-winning people on board and helping us direct this thing. We have some talent and some judges from overseas that are incredible filmmakers as well. Adrian Polito in Scotland and David Leclerc in Belgium. My good friend in France, which I always forget his name right when I want to say it. but he runs festival.org. We have some wonderful friends and partners, and just the Hollywood Awards is our trophy manufacturer and designer, and they're fabulous. There's just too many people to mention. You know, our queen, Miss Galactic. Definitely want to shout out Ashley Mary Nunez and our Galactic Princess, Megan Martin. There's so many people. I'm sure I forget people, but we have tons of photographers and staff that help us. Jose Beltran is in charge of all of our backdrops and red carpets now. We got a whole team that does that stuff, so I don't have to worry about it. And so we got some wonderful people on board, and we're very blessed that we've found some people that can really support us and help us. And we're looking for more people to come on board, help out any way you can, and again work on some of these films with us, some projects we got going. And that's about it, Keith. I guess you know we'll see you at the movies soon. Like I said, we got three projects we're working on, and we're excited about that.
And I wanted to tell the people too. Also, make sure you get behind the campaigns with the films that they're coming out too. And we'll make sure we keep those posted and keep you guys up to date with those as well. Listen, we got to talk again. When you guys next event is coming up, we got to come on and we got to blow that up, and we got to talk about that again, LJ. Let's do it big this year, man.
Early April. Let's talk before. Thank you, sir. I really appreciate Keith. Appreciate all your staff and Janet and everybody that's helped out. Let's try to get another interview done before the Kids Festival, and I'll have somebody come on the call with me as well.
Hey, yeah. Let's get some kids up here for real. Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you so much,
LJ.
You be safe out there with the weather.
Hey, I will, yo. I'm staying out of the ice. Believe that. Listen, enjoy your evening. Get home. Say hello to the family for us. And we'll be talking to you soon, LJ.
Thank you, Keith. Much love and peace from Hollywood, brother. Take care.
Absolutely. All right. Everybody out there, LJ Rivera, right here on the Keith Harris Show, Blog Talk Radio. Always good talking to our friend, mad busy as usual, doing big things, movies, awards, the kids joint, giving back to diverseness and versatility and people and creativity. We love it. It's worldwide. It's going down. All right, big shouts out to him, everybody. Big shouts to the my whole crew, Janet Lee, and everybody out there. We're going to holler at y'all. Stay tuned.